وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ما بعد. We continue reading from the explanation of كتاب التوحيد ثم الملخص في شرح كتاب التوحيد وفوره الشيخ العلامة الدكتور صالح بن فوزان الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى وغفر له ولوالديه والمسلمين والمسلمات آمين.
آمين.
We're going to continue the, we have two more narrations in this chapter. Chapter باب ما جاء في كثرة الحليف. Those who they swear a lot. And as we learned in the previous chapter, the previous class, the Shaykh said that it's prohibited for a Muslim to use the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially in worldly matters. As we have learned, for those people who, they merchant, for instance, and they want to sell their products, and they swear a lot. Wallahi this, wallahi, wallahi, he bought it with this price, wallahi, this is the best product, wallahi, you can't find something else like this, wallahi, they give him this, wallahi, wallahi, blah. Muslim does not. We have to show respect and veneration for the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's from Tawheed. So now, inshallah, we continue with the other narration. قال وفي الصحيح عن عمران ابن حسين رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. قال عمران فلا أدري أذكر بعد قرنه مرتين أو ثلاثة ثم إن بعدكم قوما يشهدون ولا يستشهدون ويخونون ولا يؤتمنون وينظرون ولا يوفون ويظهر فيهم السمن. الحديث أخرجه البخاري ومسلم رحمه الله. الشيخ منشر الحديث أيضا البخاري عن المسلم وفي الصحيح نعم from the narration of عمران بن حسين رضي الله عنه who said that the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said the best of my ummah is my generation, then those who come next, then those who come next. Imran radiallahu anhu said, I am not sure if he said it two or three times after his generation. Prophet ﷺ said, then after them, after these best generations, after them come people who will testify without their testimony being sought. They will betray though they were not entrusted. And they will make a vow but not fulfill it. And obesity will appear in them. As for the generation the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, is his companions, the Shaykh Fawzan Hafidhahu Ta'ala says, Amus Sahaba. والقرن كل طبقة من الناس مقترين في وقت. And a generation, the qarn, is those people who they come in succession after each other. والتابعون الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ said the best of the people of this ummah is my generation. That here, it means the companions. His companions, صلى الله عليه وسلم ورضي الله عنه مجمعين. الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ those who come next to them. Then the tabi'un. ثم الذين يلونهم دين أتباع التابعون أتباع أو تابعو التابعين. These people, the shahada, the here that the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, they will witness and give testimony. We shahada to zor in falsehood. وَعِيَادَ بِاللَّهِ. Even though they are not even asked. Some people, they're not, the judge or whatever, they don't call them, say, Fulan ibn Fulan, ta'ala, ishhad. What is your testimony? No, they just do it. قَالْ لِفِسْقِهِمْ أَوْ إِسْتِخْفَافِهِمْ بِأَمْرِهَا وَعَدَمِ تَحَرِّهِمُ السَّلَمِ said, because they are wicked and in the religion itself, they're not upright. And also because, the Shaykh says, they don't know the magnitude of this matter. Giving shahada and to testify. Is a person has to seek the truth first. Not like you're coming to the masjid, two people come to you and say, come here, akhi, come here. Ishhad, ishhad. Testify that this happened. Like, testify for what? Or like those people for shuhud. Akhi, come here. Me and this brother, we started a business a year ago, but now he's taking my money. Testify for me. How are you going to testify? You don't even know what's going on between them. What happened? If they really, how they have this business? What agreement they have upon? Well, I'll testify for you. You're my brother, man. Yeah, I'm not going to let you down. And you let yourself down? No, you don't testify like that. Tashhad bil haqq. If you know something true, you testify. You don't say, Allahu a'lam, find somebody else. ويخونون, Shaykh he says, they betray. Anyone who entrusted them, they betray them. SubhanAllah, look at that. These are things was not in the time of the Sahaba. These best generations, the Prophet ﷺ said, and will come people who they will do these things, SubhanAllah. ولا يؤتمنون. People they will not entrust them. Why? Because they know. They betray. Likewise, in certain communities, in our days, you know certain people. You cannot trust that person. Why? Because you heard so many things about them and their behaviors and how they betray this person and betray the other one. And then they wonder, himself wonder why. Why not? He's a person who constantly betrayed the Muslims, and that's why they cannot entrust him anymore. Whether it's related to their wealth or secrets or their gatherings or whatever the case, because this is a person who cannot be trusted. Whenever they told him something, it's all over the world. Cannot entrust him with a secret or with a statement or nothing. وَيَنْذُرُونَ وَلَا يُوفُونَ أَلَا يُؤَدُّونَ مَا وَجَبَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِالنَّذَرِ. And they take vows just like that. These days, but they do not fulfill those vows. وَيَذْهَرُ فِيهِمُ السِّمَنِ. And he says the obesity spread amongst them. The Shaykh says, وَذَٰلِكَ لِتَنَعُمِهِمْ وَغَفْلَتِهِمْ عَلَى الْآخِرَةِ. Obesity appears amongst them because they care about this life. That's why they give themselves whatever they want. And they forget about the hereafter. المعنى الإجمالي, the general meaning of this hadith, قال الشيخ الفوزان حفظه الله, يخبر صلى الله عليه وسلم أن خير هذه الأمة القرون الثلاثة. He says, in this hadith, Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم informed us that the best of this ummah are the first three generations. وهم الصحابة والتابعون وأتباع التابعون. And they are the companions of the Messenger of Allah and the Tabi'un and Atba'a Tabi'un. These are the best. If you were to be asked, من هم القرون المفضلة, who are the best generations? So the answer will be الصحابة والتابعون وأتباع التابعون. Don't say, oh, people from this country or the other country. لا, الصحابة. أنا التابعون, أنا أتباع التابعون بالنص. لماذا غالب ظهور الإسلام فيهم وقربهم من النبوة؟ As for the Sahaba, because Islam spread while they are alive amongst them. Sahaba, they were alive and many of them were around the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so they witnessed the revelation. And they close to the prophethood of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the tabi'un and atba' tabi'un. ثم بعد هذه القرون المفضلة يحدث الشر في الأمة وتكثر البدع والتهاون بالشهادة والاستخفاف بالأمانة والنذور والتنعم في الدنيا والغفلة عن الآخرة وظهور هذه الأعمال الذميمة يدل على ضعف إسلامهم. Allah المستعان. Sheikh Saleh Abu Razala said, and the Prophet informed us in this narration that after this best generations, that of the Sahaba, the Tabi'un, and Atba' al-Tabi'un, evil will occur in this Ummah. Innovation will spread. People, they will be negligent as related to Shahada. They testify whenever anybody can testify Shahada al-Zur. Now in some countries, and I can't speak of the country I came from, there are people who I'm not going to say that's their job, but that's what they do in the morning. They just stand, if they go in the morning, early, 7 o'clock, stand by the courthouses. And whenever the judge say to someone, where's your witnesses? You need two witnesses for this. Okay, yeah, they're in the car, they behind me. And they go to those guys, come here, you got a license? Yeah, I got it. All right, come testify. All right, $20. 15, deal. That's it. And they go there and would testify, oh yeah, we know this guy for years. We used to be neighbors. Yeah, this is his land. Now, that's his land. You testify? Yes. License? License. All right, swear by Allah. Wallahi al-Azim, no problem. Yeah, he said. You know, they testify. And later on, somebody's innocent people, their rights are taken. Nas'a Allah salam al-afiyah. And also they have istighfar, they will belittle the trust and the vows. And they indulge themselves in this luxury of this life. And they forget about the hereafter. The Shaykh says the appearance of this despicable act is a clear proof that they are weak in their Islam. Their Islam is weak. That's why when you see someone have evil characteristics, he betrays, then fulfill the trust, swears a lot. Want to witness on, yeah, I can witness for you, don't even know the matter, you don't know what's going on. That's because of that person's Islam is weak. He don't understand his religion. مناسبة الحديث بالباب أن فيه ذم الذين يتساهلون بالشهادة وينوع من اليمين. The relevance of this chapter to this hadith, or this hadith to this chapter actually, that certain people are blameworthy, held blameworthy, because they don't take the matter of shahada, testifying, as serious. And to testify is one of the, it's a kind of yameen, of swearing, because the person he was swear to testify that this is true, this is that, this is that. I know. ما يستفاد من الحديث, what are some of the benefits, ikhwan, we can deduct from this hadith? Before I read to you the benefits of our noble Shaykh, Shaykh Saleh Al-Fawzan, Hafidhahu Allah, amen. Naam, those who have the books, they can read those, inshallah. Tafadhal.
فضل القرون الثلاثة أو الأربعة الصحابة والتابعين وأتباعهم.
نعم ترجم.
The best three generations or three or four, the Sahaba and the ones who follow them and the ones who follow them.
نعم جزاك الله خير. غيره. نعم شمس.
So that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam confirmed the honesty and the truthfulness of his companions, and that they were not liars.
He was not liars.
Not liars.
And not deceivers. No. Father, we
don't claim force shahada. When they claim force shahada, those people in the pain, even when they fall into something, maybe they got it right, they're still wrong because they're lying. They should have it. It's false. Either way it goes, it's false. Even when
Amen. Exactly. Okay. Naam, Al-Rahim.
Do not swear by Allah doing business transactions.
Yeah. That was from the reminding what took place in the previous class. Nah, but that's, yeah, that's true. But focus on the hadith itself. Try to extract benefits from the hadith. Okay, because that's where the benefits come from. Nah, I'm Yahya.
This hadith shows the truthfulness of the Prophet. So that's what's occurring now.
I love it, no doubt. Nah. Nah, because the Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned that he will, and he happened. Now,
Alhamdulillah.
Naam, Muhammad. It's not just you don't give shahada unless you're being asked, but that the person should give shahada about things he knows. Because sometimes a person may have to step to the plate. Don't let someone's right be taken away in falsehood. Okay?
Well, I just don't.
I know. So, but a person, before a person testify or give the shahada, he give the shahada. I don't want the people to conclude it, give shahada to some new Muslim. This is not what we're talking about. Give the shahada. It's not like when you say, oh, you want to be Muslim? Alhamdulillah, Allah. Say the shahada, ashadu an la ilaha illa. The shahada here is to testify, to witness. That's what you mean here with the shahada. As for the other one, it's not even the shahada. What is it? Shahadatain, ahsanta. It's not shahada. You give him one shahada, which one? Can you give the person who wants to enter Islam one shahada? Huh? No, they call them a shahadatain. What is the shahadatain? Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, that's one shahada. Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah is another shahada. Aina. Two shahada. Shahadatain. If a person say, okay, I'll give you one shahada today, come next week, Jumu'ah, I give you the brother imam, give you the other shahada. Is that correct?
No.
Say, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Alright, go home. You're a half Muslim now. Come back, we give you the other half. Can't do that. So I just want to mention that if somebody says, shahada, what has to do with this? No, this is not that shahada. Actually, this is to testify that somebody will come and say, yep, yes, yes, that's his business. Why is his business? He told me. That's it. Don't say that's his business, because if he told me, he says, Allahu A'lam, he told me that's his business. I don't know if he has any paperwork for it. I don't know if it's true or false. Allahu A'lam. I testify what I know. His brother, he mentioned to me once that this is his business. Yeah. I saw him there, said, hey, I saw, what are you doing here? That's my business. That's all I can say. I cannot say that's his business. You see? Akada barakallahu fik. أولا, now this is what the Shaykh mentioned, حفظه الله, أولا فضل القرون الثلاثة أو الأربعة الصحابة والتابعين وأتباعهم. As Ayman mentioned, and the read to us, the superiority and the virtue of the three generations. Sheikh said three or four. They are the companions, those who come after them, and those who come after them. ثانياً, ذمّ التصرع في الشهادة. Being hasty in giving testimonies and testifying is blameworthy, and an act that is despised. Don't be hasty. Whenever some akhi testify, oh, bismillah, what is bismillah? He didn't tell you, akhi, you want to eat with us. Even people, they take their time. What is that, brother? What is it? I'm having some allergies, you know. What is it? Oh, those cashews? Ah, okay. See? Don't hasty. So likewise, it is blameworthy for those who are hasty to testify. ثالثاً ذم التهاون بالنذور ووجوب الوفاء بها. Likewise, it is blameworthy and an act that is despised for a people to belittle the vows. And we have a chapter before that. Such a vow, for example, of a person, he has a baby that is sick, a mother that is sick, or he's passing this test, masters or whatever, PhD, big test, or he's trying to start something, and he said, oh Allah, this person upon himself, instead of asking Allah to help and for assistance, now this person do it in another way. He made it upon himself to do certain things. Oh Allah, if his mother come out of the IC unit, the intensive care unit, okay, and recover, he's going to donate 100 camels. Okay? Or he's going to build a masjid. Or he's going to fast 3 weeks. You see? Now, the mother is recovering. What this person should do? Has to fulfill the vow. Whatever vow. If he make the vow to give so much in charity, now it's binding upon him to fast 3 weeks or more or less. It's binding upon him. But here the Prophet ﷺ has said people don't do that. They just make vows, oh Allah, if this happened to me, if I pass this test, I'm going to give $1,000 in charity. Oh Allah, if did, they don't do none of that. Okay, and this is blameworthy. Rabi'an, number four, ذَمُّ الْخِيَانَ فِي الْأَمَانَةِ والحث على أدائها. Likewise, it is blameworthy and an act that is despised and an evil act to betray the trust. Rather, people, they should fulfill the trust if they are entrusted with anything. ذم التنعم والرغبة في الدنيا والإعراض عن الآخرة. Likewise, these are acts that are despiseworthy for someone who cares only about this life. And give himself whatever he wants, or constantly live in a lavish way that lead that person to stay away from the hereafter. I don't care about the hereafter. That's dunya, 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 food, eat whatever you want. He cares about just dunya. Mm-hmm. Want to live good, like they said. Like this is it. Now the person take from this life things that help him to focus on the hereafter. سادسا علم من أعلام نبوته صلى الله عليه وسلم حيث أخبر بالشيء قبل وقوعه فوقع كما أخبر. This is one of the hadith that supports, they are as a proof to the prophethood of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. He's truthful. نعم. Well, we know he's truthful. He's the messenger of Allah. But these are the hadith that support that. Okay? That he mentioned certain things before they happen, and they happen as he mentioned sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember the Prophet, he mentioned certain things and warning against these despicable acts and manners and behaviors. They warned in his time. Okay? They were not spread. Even if he has sins, there were some sins in his time, but they are not spread like he, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mentioned. Now, in his time, it was individuals who drink alcohol, individuals who commit zina, but it was not like this. People who will give false testimonies or betray the trust and the like. Now, the other narration, قال وفيه يعني في صحيح مسلم البخاري عن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال خير الناس قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم ثم يجيء قوم تسبق شهادة أحدهم يمينه ويمينه شهادته. قال إبراهيم النخعي والنخعي الكوفي كانوا يضربوننا على الشهادة والعهد ونحن صغار. The last narration in this verse in this chapter, also in Sahih Bukhari, Sahih Muslim and Sahih Bukhari, on the authority of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه, that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the best of people are my generation. Then those who come after them, then those who come after them. Then those who come after them. Then there will come a people whose testimony will precede their oaths, and whose oaths will precede their testimony. Ibrahim, this is Ibrahim al-Nakhai, the great Alim from the Salaf, he says, they would beat us for giving unrequested testimony and oaths when we were young. When we were young. Ibrahim, it is Abu Imran. Ibrahim ibn Yazid al-Nakhi al-Kufi from Kufa. Kufa, this is a town in Iraq. That's when Ali radiallahu anhu, his like we say, headquarters, that's where he was, radiallahu anhu. Because the previous three khulafa, Abu Bakr, Umar, and Uthman, they was in Medina. But Ali, radiallahu anhu, he went to Al-Iraq, to Al-Kufa. He is from Al-Tabi'een, wa min fuqaha'ihim. Not only that he is from Al-Tabi'een, Ibrahim al-Nakhli, but he is one of the great fuqaha of Al-Tabi'een, the great scholars among the scholars of the Salaf, Ibrahim al-Nakhli. He died in the year 96 of the Hijrah, rahimahullah. He died in the year 96 of the Hijrah, rahimahullah. تسبق شهادة أحدهم يمينه أي يجمع بين اليمين والشهادة فتارة تسبق هذه وتارة تسبق هذه. So these are people the Prophet ﷺ mentioned who will come after the best generations. Allah, they will testify and swear and swear and testify and all that. They combine these things. He says, كانوا يضربون أن يتابعون. They used to discipline and beat us. He says, the tabi'un. والمعنى الإجمالي أي يضربوننا على الشهادة إلى آخره لألا يعتادوا إلزام أنفسهم بالعهود لما يلزم الحالف من الوفاء وكذا الشهادة لألا يسهل عليهم أمرها. So they used to discipline us and beat us for giving unrequested testimonies so they don't become a habit. constantly involved himself, witnessing here, testifying here. Could this going to become a habit for a person? But rather, a person should take time and any don't just testify, because you know, brother, oh, he must be right. That's how people do. That's because they know a brother is coming to the masjid for a long time, and they know him, and they actually testify for me. For what? That this is mine, or this is theirs, or this is that. Okay, just because you know brother for a while, no, this is different. You're going to know the reality. Or just because this woman is crying and hysterically, she must be right. Like I read a story of one of the ulama of the Salaf, I forget his name, and he was a qadi, he was a judge. And he's judging, and he has hikmah and wisdom, and he has one of the people who with him learning, one of his students learning to his, what do you call it, his own training.
Student.
Yeah, he's his student, he sits and he observes. And on one occasion this woman came and she claimed something that her or whatever, and then the judge, this alim, said to her, okay, we will do an investigation and see what's going on. She's crying. So when she left, she's crying and begging and swearing that she's right and this. But when she's left, the student says to the teacher, he said, why you let her go? Why you didn't take her statements? She's crying, look, she's crying. See, emotions sometimes. She's crying. He said, that's why she's right. He said, well, no, she's crying. He said, well, in this case, were the brothers of Yusuf right? Huh? The brothers of Yusuf. Well, Allah said, after they take Yusuf, and after they take an oath to their brother, to their father, that we're going to take care of him, what they did? They get rid of him, cast him in a well, sold him for a cheap price, and then they came to their father doing what? After they did what? After they slaughtered a sheep and put his clothing in it, there's the blood, and وَجَاءُوا أَبَاهُمْ عِشَاءً يَبْكُونَ. They turn to their father what?
Crying.
But were they right? Because they were crying? Look at the hikmah. So don't be emotional. Sometimes you be emotional. Yeah, look, look at some people. They use women cry. Men, what they do? They want to humble themselves. They bring a brother, Akhi, this. He's like, Akhi, oh, you have any paperwork, something to prove this? You know what? We sell it. He can have it. Stuff there. It's mine. He can have it. It's my brother. Have it. Come here. Now the person, he's like, oh, this brother is humble. Myself. Now, come, wait. It's his. What do you mean it's his? He didn't prove nothing. And some of us, we're not even qualified to deal with some matters, and we just get our nose where it doesn't belong. Mm-hmm. Emotions are not a proof. People are good at that. They can cry. Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, لَعَلَّ بَعْدَكُمْ أَلْحَنَ مِنْ بَعْدٍ. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he judged between two people, and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said to him, perhaps that one of you can present his case better than the other. And I judge for him, that's just a portion of the hellfire. He take it and leave it. Nah, you think judging between people is easy? Some people are eloquent. Man, they make the case, that's it, that's for them. Because of the way they can talk and manage and this. And then they're not right at all. They're not right at all. But just because the way they can present the case, the ignorant person, they take him. Sihr. Magic. As there is a hadith, we hear in Kitab Tawheed, إِنَّ مِنَ الْبَيَانِ لَسِحْرًا. Some people, they're so eloquent that they like spell magic like magic. The effects of their eloquency is like magic on a building like this. Why you find some people sometimes they hear they listen to some Hizbi, some Mubtadiya. You know what he's saying is wrong. But people, they praise him and they want to go pray behind him and they want to listen to his classes. Now, المعنى الإجمالي للحديث يخبر صلى الله عليه وسلم أن خير هذه الأمة القرون الثلاثة ثم الذين ثم يأتي here in this hadith also is another hadith that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is informing us that the best of this Ummah are the first three generations ثم يأتي من بعدهم قوم يتساهلون في الشهادة واليمين لضعف إيمانهم then after them will come a people and they came they appeared already because we don't live in that time we live far away after that time. Far, a long time after that. So, we will come after people, and this already happened, by the way. People will take this matter of Shahada, testimonies, and give it testimonies, and testifying, and the Yameen, the oath, and the like. They take it not seriously, because of the weakness of their Iman. They weaken their Iman. فيخف عليهم أمر الشهادة واليمين تحملا وأداء لقلة خوفهم من الله وعدم مبالاته لذلك سبحان الله. The Shaykh says, he gives now the reason why these people, they don't care much about this very serious matter of amana, of shahada, testifying, and the oaths, fulfilling the oaths. He says, they don't fear Allah much. لقلة خوفهم. They don't fear Allah much. And they don't pay attention to the magnitude of the matters. It's very serious after they testify. Oh yeah, that's his. And you have no clue what it is. You don't know. Just because he told you, well, I trust the brother. Yeah, but that brother is a human. Maybe he has some nafs. The car is not his. He didn't agree with the brother like that. Sometimes people, they agree. Come on, you're going to do some work on my car, you're going to do some work in my house. They have agreement. And the brother come and do exactly with the agreement. But the man changed his mind because his wife didn't like the paint, for example. Hey, brother, you mess up the kitchen. What do you mean mess up the kitchen? Why you didn't paint? Achy, we told you blue, you put green. Achy, the contract says green. Huh? Now, if you change your mind, tell me, brother. I can help you. But this is no, I don't care, brother. Now he's going to bring somebody else, like his friend or whatever. And Akhi, I was there. You didn't see me. Where were you? I was there. You didn't see me, Akhi. You didn't remember? Wallahi, I was there. Wallahi. Why? Because he's his friend. And the person himself should not be like, you're Salafi, Muslim. No. Upon the Sunnah, say to him, Akhi, subhanAllah, it's not your fault. That was my mistake, subhanAllah. My wife did say, my mother did say, my brother did say, my daughter actually, that's her room. She did tell me that she wants the room in yellow. Allah, Mr. Allah, what my mind, blue. Now she don't want, can you paint it again? I'll take care of it. That's how it's done. Then that brother, he made like, you know what, we go half and half, inshallah. Okay, since you're my brother, mashallah. Just we go half and half. Don't pay me for a whole day. Stop like this. Not to like make the brother like he's a liar or he's a stupid or he don't know what he's doing. A man been doing this for years. Now you're going to tell him, hey, you mix the yellow with the blue? That's not even an insult. Now be truthful. قولوا قولا سديدا. Be truthful. Yes, Akhi, I told you to change this, but that was my mistake. I mixed up stuff. It's not your problem, brother. No, that's not your problem. I know what I know what I said. It's not your fault. But can you fix it? Now can you this is how we behave. قال ويخبر إبراهيم النخعي عن التابعين أنهم يلقنون أو يلقنون صغارهم تعظيم الشهادة والعهد لينشأوا على ذلك ويسألوا فيهم الله أكبر. And Ibrahim al-Nakhi, who was one of the great scholars of Islam, he says when he was young, he remembered that the Tabi'un, they used to discipline them and take this matter seriously of Shahada. They don't say, a kid. No, from when they were little, son, daughter, Never testify unless you know. Don't say, oh yeah, that's it. Because kids, they grow up on that. It starts in little things, in toys. Toy car. Alright? When he was 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, is it, oh yeah, that's his car. I know. His father bought it for him. From a Dollar General. What are you there, son? So when you hear your son don't say that, come here, son, nicely. Son, come here. What are you there? Where did you go? I didn't know. And how could you go with these people without me knowing? You're 6 years old or seven, and you went to the store, to General, whatever they call it, Dollar General. You went there, and you were there when he bought it for him. Well, I wasn't there, but it's my friend. I said, nah, son, don't say that. That's bad. We Muslims, we testify only with the things we know, and we're sure of. Well, because that same son, that 8 years old, he's testifying for a toy car, now he's going to testify for a real car when he's 18. Mm. You see what I'm saying? When he's 18, yeah, that's his car. Wallahi, I wasn't a dealer when he bought it. What dealer? He didn't go there. Because it becomes a habit. You see? From day one. When the kids are... That's why when sometimes some parents, they see the kids lying. And they laugh. It's nice. Look. MashaAllah, come nice from his mouth. No, he doesn't. What do you mean it come nice from his mouth? He's lying. Some parents, they're like, wow. You see what he says? What he said? Tell him, say it again, son. Yeah, the mother, when I hear it, she was busy in the kitchen. But he's lying. And they're like, no, kid, it's okay. I think, kid, have fun. La, tell him, come here, son. The statement you just mentioned is not a good statement. It's not true. Alright? So don't say that. So they grow up upon the truth. Inam, upon the haq. Not let them say whatever they want to say. Because what? They're young. Now when they become teenagers, you get a problem. It's already in them now. It become a part of their lives. They used to do that. They used to speak in that manner. Now you want to erase something. You want to remove that stain of 6, 7, 10 years. That become a problem. I know. مناسبة الحديث للباب أن فيه تحذير من التساهل باليمين والشهادة. Likewise, the reason the Shaykh mentioned this hadith in this chapter, Shaykh Salah al-Fawzan tells us, it contains a clear warning against those who they take these matters lightly of yameen and shahada. ما يستفاد من الحديث what are some of the benefits? Number one, أن القرون المفضلة ثلاثة وأنهم خير هذه الأمة. That the best generations are three. And they are the best of this ummah. So they are the best. Nobody can tell you now the Ash'aris, they better, the best. Nobody can come to you now the Tijani group, they are the best of this ummah. Because nobody can tell you that. And even if they tell you that, you don't believe it. No. We have no text that the Ash'aris are the best, the Sufis are the best, or Tijanis are the best. Very wrong. Ever done that? No, right now. Because some people spread this evil. We're the best. The best, we have the text. We go with the text. Now we have a text from the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ that the best of this Ummah, who are they? The three generations. The Sahaba, Tabi'un, Atba'i Tabi'un. ثانياً ذم التصرف في الشهادة واليمين. Likewise, it is blameworthy and despised act to be hasty in giving yameen and swearing and giving testimonies and the like. Somebody wants to ask you to testify, you gotta like wait. What do you want me to testify for what? Some people don't even ask, oh, you're my brother, I trust you, alright, this guy, let me sign. That's it? Because you trust the brother, you sign the paper? No, he said, okay, look, you're my brothers, mashallah. We go a long way. You're a good brother, but this is a shahada, yeah. This is a yameen, actually. You don't trust me? It's not like I don't trust you, yeah. You're a human being. You know? This matter is serious, yeah. I'm going to be asking you, Qiyam. This is a hadith, it is wa'id. Probably there's a serious threat. a hadith, a warning against it. So you're my brother is one thing. You're my son-in-law, that's not a problem. Alright, you're my son, I know that for years. Okay, and you're still going to be my son. Alhamdulillah, but hey, now you want me to testify for something I don't know? Just because you're my son? Just because you're my mother? Just because you're my father? Just because I know you for 15 years? Just because you're a Salafi? Alhamdulillah, your Salafi is good for you and for us too. But I cannot just testify like that based on that. Now,
that makes me think about sometimes there's a job or something or an apartment that you're trying to get, and you ask somebody, you call somebody, and you say, hey, can I put you down as a reference?
No.
And that person doesn't know where you lived before, or that person doesn't know your work ethic or anything.
That's a good example. Can't do that. SubhanAllah, I just remember one of the mashayikh. Who is this sheikh? SubhanAllah, I just, a couple of months ago, one of the mashayikh, they asked him, he said, he mentioned it, he said, some of the students, they came to us for tazkiyah. They wanted tazkiyah to get to this university, to get this job, or to get this or this. He said, we don't know them. How am I going to give you tazkiyah and say, and they want this tazkiyah, for it to be tazkiyah, he has to say, I know this person, and he's a good person, he has all the qualifications to get this job or to get this position. So we can't. That's not right. To give you tazkiyah, I don't know you. He says, somehow that's very important, and what the brother Ayman says too. Sometimes a person, he wants to get a house, a rent a house, whatever. Can I put you as a reference? Go ahead, akhi, put me. And there is another brother here right there. You want me to ask him? He's eating lunch with me to put his reference to? Load it up. Load it up. Akhi, he said, akhi, la, 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 don't put me as a reference. But I don't know, akhi, where did you live before? I don't know what happened. Akhi, don't put me as a reference. Okay? But people still put you as a reference anyway. They take that as a yes. Now,
talking about some lands that people were still outside the courthouse.
No.
But here we have what they call professional witnesses.
Yeah.
And they will go and investigate on your behalf and then they find out facts. But if they find out a fact, say, for instance, you're in court and you're guilty of something. If they find out facts that you're guilty, they don't testify to that. They're only trying to
prove in your favor.
Yes.
This is bad. So they've taken a side to that person. The brother was saying, in some areas, there are certain people, they call them what? Professional?
Professional witness.
Professional witness. What they do, they some case, they go and search. Which is a good thing if they are qualified. Not anybody go to search, okay? But then there is the problem. They will come, if they find something bad about you, they don't say anything. Oh, we didn't find anything. Alright? Well, that's kitman shahada. That's betraying. They have to say, look, we find this and we find this. If they find good things, oh yeah, this is bad thing, I hear nothing. We didn't find nothing. But somebody else found a whole lot. You see? That's Allah salam alayhi. Now, likewise, number three, ilm alamun min alami nubuwati sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fa'innahu وجد ما أخبر به. Likewise, this hadith is one of the many hadiths that, as for us, as I said before, the Muslims, alhamdulillah, we believe in whatever the Prophet said to be true, and that's from the adab with the Prophet and the adab with Allah. Anything that he said is true. And actually, this is what the meaning, one of the meanings of shahadat Muhammad Rasulullah, tasdiquhu fima akhbar. And whatever the Prophet ﷺ said, it will happen. Doesn't matter. Even now, if you find a hadith, and there is so many other hadith, that the Prophet ﷺ said, things will happen, they didn't happen. Yes. What we say? I didn't see it. No. He said, yes, it will happen. Even if somebody tried to put doubt, are you kidding me? Something is going to happen like that? Yeah, it's going to happen. Why? Prophet Muhammad ﷺ said it will happen like that.
You believe in that?
Yes, I believe. Alhamdulillah. I hope that belief will help me in your prayer and benefit me. Now, these are narrations. The Prophet ﷺ said certain things. They happen already. So, there are many other narrations. The Prophet ﷺ talk about things will happen. They didn't happen yet. But as for us, we firm have firm belief that they will happen exactly as the Prophet ﷺ said. We have no doubt whatsoever. Doesn't matter. Somebody say, well, how this could happen? Look at us in our time. This is not even the means. We're not. He says, that's not here. That's your problem. Well, somebody said, well, the science, with all of this science and all this technology, and you tell me that there is people being punished in the grave? And then people, they went and looked at the grave, there's no marks. He says, look, with all this technology, and it's nothing. It's deficient. Okay, so your technology is deficient. Okay, so as for me, I don't need no technology. I need one thing. The Prophet said it. He said it. Yes, that's it. I'm not going to wait for the support of technology or science. Aina barakallahu fikum. Be firm upon this. This is the aqidah of the Muslim. Whatever the Prophet ﷺ said is true. It's going to happen. Now, not like people will doubt it for centuries. Oh, now some kafir, Cousteau, whatever his name is. You know Cousteau, right? Jean-Jacques Cousteau.
Yes.
Yeah, that's Frenchman. I heard they said he was a Muslim. He became Muslim, right? If he was, alhamdulillah, good for him. But anyway, not going to wait until one like him or another says, oh, yeah, and the sea and this, the salt sea and the fresh water, and they don't mix. But Allah tells us that. So, you're going to wait for a course to tell us, now you believe in the ayah? No. If Allah said something, that's it. Prophet Hassan said it, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Aina. Rabian, Aina, the Salaf, it's a bit of Sigar, but I didn't even with the last point. The Salaf, that we follow their example, we follow their footsteps. They took good care of the education of their children. The Aqidah and everything. They care about the upbringing and the cultivation of their children. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us firm upon His path. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam at the same time.